Thinking happy thoughts makes me happy. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Thinking happy thoughts makes me happy. How can thinking happy thoughts make me happy? Well, we like to say thoughts are things, and indeed, thoughts are things. Thoughts are something that we think about, something that we work with, something that we keep in mind in our ideas, in our way of thinking. But stop and think about it. Thoughts are things. Thinking happy thoughts make me happy. When I could go around in my life and think happy thoughts, I have a happy life. Truly, when I think unhappy thoughts, I have an unhappy life. It's just that simple. If it's so simple, if it is so reasonable, if it is something that I could really do, just plain do, why don't I do it all the time? Is being a happy person a delightful thing? Is being a happy person a desirable thing? Is being a happy person what I or most people want in our lives? I would think so. If being a happy person is what we want in our life, why don't we spend more time on thinking happy thoughts? Now, we could just begin with by saying, it's a beautiful morning, it's a beautiful day, it's a beautiful life. What a lovely breakfast I have, what a lovely company I have at the table, at the breakfast table. What a lovely lunch I have, what a lovely dinner I have. I can think about, what fine clothes I have to wear, what fine house I have to live in, what a fine world I have to be in, what nice people I have surrounding me. But that's not always the case. That's not always the case, and I'm lying to myself when I say that. Well, we can always find good in everything that we're doing if we want to. We can always find happy things in every circumstance if we want to. Now, if you want to, you can find an unhappy circumstance in the most happy circumstance in the world. You're holding perfect. You're back from the hospital. You're well now. You're fantastic. Oh, how happy. And you might be thinking, oh my gosh, it was so quiet around here with them away, and it was so quiet around here, and I'm glad they're healthy. I'm glad they're whole and perfect again. I'm glad everything is okay. But I wonder, will it be as lovely around here when they were not here as it is when they are here? And you can begin thinking, okay, I am going to look for every happy thing that person does. Now, they're home from the hospital. They're whole and perfect. Everything is healed. Everything is in perfect order. And they feel good, and I feel good, and everything is good. So now, I am going to look at everything they do as being happy. Okay, they say, hey, you forgot to put my eggs on. Hey, you forgot to sweep the floor. Hey, you forgot. And I think, oh, my God. What a miserable way to do everything. All they're doing is saying, hey, you forgot. Hey, you forgot. And what can I do? I can be the special, special, special person that says, yes, I did. And here they are now. Yes, I did. And here it is. Yes, I did. And here it is. Just agree with your adversary quickly and wonderfully and perfectly, and pretty soon they'll no longer be an adversary. Pretty soon they'll no longer be one who is trying to find fault with you or with anything, because you are so wonderful, you are so fine, you are so delightful, you are so happy, they cannot find fault with you. And you go on through your whole day that way. But that's hard work. Yes, it's hard work. Sometimes it's hard work to change the world into the wonderful thing that it really is in your heart, because you have had so long in your heart the idea that it was an unhappy world. Agree with your adversary quickly and watch how the world changes. It doesn't really change. It's always been exactly the way it was, but you are no longer touched. You are no longer made to feel unhappy. You are no longer conditioned and controlled by what other people do or think or say. You are you, and you have decided to be a happy person. And so you find in everything happiness. You find in all experiences and all circumstances happiness. You find in all of life happiness. There is nothing else in your life but happiness. And you feel so good, so wonderful, so great. You feel so happy. Yes. It's all a matter of what do you want to do? It's all a matter of where do you want to be? How do you want to live? What do you expect out of life? What do you think that you want to give to life? If you're going to give happiness to life, you'll get happiness out of it. If you want to have thinking happy thoughts makes me happy, then truly that's just the way it is. Yes, thinking happy thoughts makes me happy. And I could not be happier than when I'm thinking happy thoughts. And so I agree with my adversary quickly, and perhaps the word adversary is not a beneficial word there, although it's a fitting one. I agree with everything quickly. I agree with everything that goes on in my world quickly, and no one therein can push my buttons. No one can make me unhappy because I am just going to be happy. And no matter what the circumstances are, no matter what I see, I hear, or I say, or is said, I am taking it from the happy point of view. If we look at a little child who's doing something naughty, and we say to him, "Thank you very much for doing that nice thing that you did," and this is something different from what he did naughty. This is something nice that he did, and we are complimenting him on it. And the next thing he does something naughty, we compliment again on something nice that he did. We will not recognize, we will not endorse the unhappy thing as even existing. We will not accept it in our life. And that's where the point is. If somebody else is unhappy, and we are happy but unhappy because someone else is unhappy, then we are falsely unhappy. Now, how can anyone else in their happiness or unhappiness or in their rightness or wrongness touch our lives to make us be under the control of unhappiness? It's all our choice. It's all our decision of where we are putting our thought, what we are thinking about, what we are thinking of doing. I was thinking about the oasis this morning, and as I was thinking about the oasis, I was thinking, wouldn't it be nice to trim the planters around there and make them all look nice and even, as though somebody really cared? Wouldn't it be nice to pull some of the weeds from the drive and do these few little things to make it look nice? But why make it look nice? No one lives there. It's an empty house. It's a beautiful house. It's an empty house, and it's fantastic. Why do something about that? It's not being used. You're the only person who goes over there and sees it, or maybe someone else does once in a while, but they only see it with a critical eye of saying, we should wash the windows, or we should fix the plumbing, or we should do this or that. And how many people have gone over to the oasis and said, what a lovely house it is? Every person who has nothing to do with the oasis says that. Every person who is just a visitor and goes by the oasis and looks at the oasis and says, what a lovely house. What a charming house. What a beautiful house. And for them, in their hearts, in their life, that is a beautiful house. Now, could I go over to the oasis mentally, and could I see the oasis all beautiful? Could I see the oasis just shining out Do I see the little squirrels and rabbits running around the oasis just enjoying it so much? Do I delight in that? Yes, I do. I delight in that. And I go over there and I say, what a lovely place. And when the sun comes in the afternoon, it makes it so beautiful. And when the sun comes in the morning into the bedrooms and into the study and into the hallways there, it's beautiful. When I see the large porch there to the south that keeps off the southern sun, it's just a lovely, creative, dramatic place. And it's just fantastic, and everything wants to grow so lusciously around there. And just the vines want to grow that you got to go over and clip them and trip them and make them nice. But hey, it's all good. It makes me happy. It makes me feel it's a place of life. It's a place of livingness. It's a place of something fantastic happening. And how great it is. How truly great it is. Thinking happy thoughts makes me happy. And I can think happy thoughts about anything I want. And any person in this world who attempts to say an unhappy thought in my presence, they are not heard. I don't hear them. So as I was thinking about the oasis this morning, I was thinking, gee, I'd like to clean this up or do that. And then I think to myself, it's lovely just the way it is. It doesn't need to be changed. It doesn't need to be dressed up. It doesn't need to be polished because it is a house that is living in its own joy. It's a house that's living in its own peace. It's a house that is there and it is beautiful. And as the years go by, the only thing that needs to be taken care of eventually will be the roof. And the roof is good for a number of years yet to come, but that's the only thing. The rest of the house is just delightful and beautiful and fantastic and joyous. And when other people tell me that the house is not this or not that, I tell people, oh, I look in that house and the floor is shiny. I don't see any dust. I see it all beautiful and glorious. And it is that way. And it will always be that way. What is it that makes us happy? Well, thinking happy thoughts makes me happy. If you think happy thoughts, you can be sure it'll make you happy too. Now, do you want to think happy thoughts? Do you want to live a happy life? Do you want to enjoy happiness wherever you are? Do you want to be that which you are now? You can be. It's all up to you. It's all up to your choice. Your life, your world, your decision, it's all up to my decision to think happy thoughts, and I will enjoy a happy life. All I have to do is remind myself the oasis is gorgeous. The oasis is just awaiting the opportunity to serve. No, it isn't. The oasis is not waiting for someone to live there, for an opportunity to serve. The oasis already serves me in my mind, in my heart, because I look at it and I see it glorious. I look at the surrounding grounds and I see it glorious. I look at the wonderful field. I look at the wonderful trees. I look at the how it's at the edge of our property and how the wonderful meditation bench stands up there waiting to be enjoyed. All so beautiful. All so wonderful. Yes, thinking happy thoughts makes us happy, but it only makes us happy when we let go and let the happy thoughts be our thoughts all the time. Know that I think happy thoughts because I think about you. And I love you. I love you. I love you. I like you. I like you. I like you. And I only do that because I love me. I love me. I love me. I like me. I like me. I like me. Have a wonderful day, my beautiful, beloved, likable, lovable friends. I am having a wonderful day for myself, you can be sure.